We got something in common.
Welcome to Ready Sex Chat, the Bridget B podcast. Let's dive in today into the sexy world of dating and being married while being a porn star. And how the fuck does that happen? Stay tuned. I'm gonna write a letter, but Frankie said it better. You know it, clap your hands. If you're crazy and you know it, clap your hands. If you're crazy and you know it, and you're really overthinking, if you're crazy and you know it, clap your hands. I am over this lockdown. I'm sure you feel me, and I'm sure most of you are like, you know, you don't have to remind me that I am in lockdown, but I'm going to remind you. We are in lockdown yet again. By lockdown, I mean there is no one outside, basically, in terms of fun stuff. You know, there's no one at the bar. There's no one getting laid. There's no one picking up people on Grindr. I don't know what's happening on Tinder. Lord knows I am so far removed from all of that. And today you will find out why. Let me give you a little bit of a backstory as to how my week's gone. This week has been great. Super busy. Projects coming left and right. I couldn't be happier and more personally fulfilled with my career, yada, yada, yada. What's been the most interesting aspect of it has been my sense of nostalgia. I have been increasingly missing my songs that I used to hear in college, my ramen days when I used to not have any money in college, so I kind of just bullshitted my way through the kitchen and tried to come up with 5-star meals out of hot dogs and ramen. And TV shows, I found myself wanting to look at Saved by the Bell, Beverly Hills 90210. And I also got to thinking about my previous relationships. I also got myself to thinking how I've evolved in the dating world and being married and how that has evolved me as a woman. But as I go through a lot of questions that I get on social media from curious fans or curious non-fans, especially curious non-fans, one of the top questions has been, in fact, how does dating and being married work when you are a porn star? Let's be real. Whoever says that dating is easy is clearly not in the dating pool. Dating is already so hard enough. Between all the dating apps that have come up, you know, like the Tinders of the world, the Grindrs, and anything that you can get on your phone these days, these apps make us feel like we are some dish at a buffet. Let's say when. Each dish is a person. So these apps are the buffet. And it gives men and women such a potentially overly exposed form of dating. Because when you have all these options at your fingertips, at any moment of the day, and essentially, if you had the right game, you could potentially be dating someone new for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And depending if you are a man or a woman, the double standards are immense. Girls who are constantly dating are looked as sluts, and boys and men who are constantly dating are looked as playboys and, you know, good for you. And that's fucking awesome, dude. Double standards absolutely do exist for many topics, but especially for dating. It tends to be vast and very prominent. So while I was dating in college and all the way up to the day of my very first Vivid movie, I was feeling like dating was an episode out of Saved by the Bell. You know, I lost my virginity at damn near 20, thought I was going to marry the kid, whom, of course, was the president of his fraternity, while I was a member of a sorority. The fact that I went through my slut phase, which every girl should really experience when they can. But we're definitely going to dive into that subject further down the road. So for me, dating in college and in my 20s was definitely a moment of getting to know myself and a healthy balance between solid relationship and my slut phase. And one of the things that I remember about that time in my life was how men approached me. Let's keep in mind that, as I mentioned in the beginning of the episode, I didn't have access to the apps. So dating was more organic. You physically had to go talk to a person. You physically had to get up off your ass, put some makeup on, even though you wanted to just sit at home and watch TV, because the thought of being wasted and getting ready one more night to just come home to snuggle your own damn self was getting pretty damn old pretty fucking quick. And when I was dating before porn, there was maybe just MySpace and Facebook. Dating took work. Dating was a part-time job. And then somewhere between my 20s and 30s, a whole movement of women who, now, this is where I'm gonna piss every feminist off, I'm pretty fucking sure, but let's do it. This whole movement of women who have somehow made men feel as if they can't do the things that I personally enjoy men doing, such as the opening the doors, treating us to lovely dinners, acknowledging that we look good, and other gentlemanly ways. Women somehow, and I'm not saying all women, but certain movement of women made men so fucking scared to do the basic nature of hunting. Now, let me make very damn sure to explain that I'm not talking about disrespect. If you know me from what I've expressed on my show, and if you follow me on Twitter or Instagram, I do not stand for disrespect. No way, no how. You know I don't stand for any of that. I'm talking about the honest to goodness men and female dynamic being thrown to shit because someone somewhere got offended that men were whistling at them because they looked good and they wanted it to stop. Someone said, I don't like these catcalls. I can't even do that myself. I don't know how to whistle that way. Fun fact, when you fill your lips in the way I do, you just can't do it. So this movement of women put a halt to the natural, organic way of men hunting and the woman being chased. And I never understood why, and I still don't, why bitches get so pissed off when, if you look good, take the damn compliment. Walk a little prouder and thank God that you still got it. A little whistle, a little acknowledgement of a man thinking that I look good is always welcomed, and I appreciate it. It's a disrespect that I don't, but that's when I come in and I, you know, knock your balls in. But for the most part, it's always been very positive. So when all of this started happening, as I was just about entering into porn, I realized, oh, fuck. Shit is getting a little different. Let's just sprinkle in the fact that my vagina, tits, asshole, mouth, and ears were starting to be available everywhere. Disaster 101. And I'm what most people would consider to be a pretty well-rounded, college educated, not that that matters, but fuck it. I paid for it. Let's say it. Not all the way batshit crazy. Well, at least suck your dick pretty fucking good, and an episode dedicated to the art of the blowjobs coming very soon, by the way. And it's no wonder that dating was pretty much an Olympic sport. Then came Bridget B. Bridget has always been me. I just didn't have that platform to express her in. I would have bet $1 million that if anyone would have warned me about the shit that I would go through with men because I was a porn star, even though, as you can tell from the beginning of the episode, I love men. I love gentlemen. I would have said, fuck no, you're lying. Well, no one did, and I had to learn all by my damn self. Dating in porn is so different depending on who you are, your own personal belief system, and how much you give a fuck about what others might say about you is what others will say about you. Because of this, and because you are in fact listening to Ready Sex Chat with Bridget B, you're going to be exposed to what a female with my personal belief system and my tolerance for bullshit goes through. Because dating while fucking on film is no piece of cake. I hope this doesn't come off as a conceited, narcissistic point of view, but if you don't clap for your own self and if you don't toot your own horn, ain't nobody doing it for us. So I'm gonna toot my way through all of this. I consider myself to be a pretty damn good catch. So here I am, finally working with a career that is not only making me financially independent, but now I definitely got some tricks up my sleeve in the love department. I mean, I can do a pile driver and serve you some Spanish food all at the same fucking time. What I didn't understand was why the pickup lines were becoming worse and worse. Men were no longer asking me what my name was. They were yelling out Bridget from across the bar or across the restaurant or across the street, proceed to take their phones out, show their friends, and burst into some hyena laughter while taking bets as to who's going to get to fuck me first, as if they ever had a chance. But that's beside the point. The fucked up situation is not that I was sad about it. Not at all. I'm most definitely not giving a fuck about randoms. It was just the whole idea of how, why, if I was a better woman because of porn, did I get treated worse? When in fact, not only was I more frequently getting tested for STDs than the average bottle rat that these guys were meeting at the club, I wasn't and still am not a gold digger. I expect my man to be the man of the house and pull in his weight as much as I am, or more so. But that's just because I have traditional views. And after so many first dates with non-porn men, I was like, well, maybe I need to meet people who are perhaps more open to my career and able to wrap their heads around that, yes, Bridget does in fact work in porn, but she is not a porn star. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the celebrity. I don't know about you, but at any moment, a look into any of our DMs, from your basic Instagram model to even that ugly chick you swore you'd never fuck, but after a couple of tequila shots, why not? Trust me, each one of her, including mine, DM is full of everything and anything, from asking us out on dates to asking us to get married, to wanting to see dick pics, to sharing dick pics without even us asking. The world of celebrities is just such a far galaxy. Just like George Carlin said, it's a big club and we aren't a part of it. That is so true. There's a reason, many big reasons, why quote unquote Hollywood and quote unquote porn don't attend each other's function in public. Celebrity men and women are very quick to want to jump into our DMs and ask us for whatever it is that they'd like to ask. Nothing is more frustrating than turning on the Grammys, the Oscars, and be able to say that each and every one that has pretended to be either so happily married or so happily engaged, getting into our DMs and trying to fuck us by pretending to want to get to know us. Girls who think the way I do are absolutely annoyed and just pissed off when the DMs or text from such celebrities, whom you think would understand not only our lifestyle, but hopefully respect us for it, goes from, "Hi, I think you're, you know, beautiful, would love to take you on a date," to the same old question, "How much? How much for what? A bag of peanuts? Like, I can't even make this up." The whole, "Yeah, let's go out on a date, but not only am I not picking you up, not only are we just going to hang out at my rented mansion, but you will sign an NDA agreement, leave your cell phone in the car, and come in through the back entrance." Oh yeah, twice. By two different male celebrities. I ended up asking the second one if he was friends with the first one, because I think they did a movie together a couple years later. But if people only knew that both of them wanted me to come dressed up as a teacher and basically bitched him down. Yeah, so that happened. So, wait a minute, was this a date? Are you trying to recreate your favorite fantasy that you've seen me do? Of course I turned both of them down, because my self-respect and how much I fucking love myself, and perhaps call me naive for thinking I could find a partner in the celebrity kingdom, has a right to try and diminish me just because of my chosen career. And although Hollywood and porn don't necessarily mix in public, the entitlement that I have experienced, you'd think would make me hate men, but not at all. It's not even at the least. Because remember, I am not part of that club. And even when I do, because as I'm pushing every day through doors and windows to entertain in bigger platforms than a computer screen, I realized that much like them assuming I would fuck them just because most, if not any, full-blooded woman with my same opportunity would have. And instead, they met someone who completely threw them for a loop, while me assuming that they wanted to get to know me as a person and not as the Bridget B fantasy, was pretty naive on both our parts. And I don't blame them as much as I hope no one blamed me, because I was just looking for love. I was looking for someone to respect me and value me as much as I did myself. And that, my friends, is the holy grail of every porn star. I would bet my life on it, that we all want to find the person who gets us, respects us, and loves us, and understands. I mean, is that so fucking hard to ask for? As dating was becoming fickle and I was exhausted, I decided to, you know what, let me just spice things up a little bit. I already made a shitload of bad decisions. Let me just add one more into it. You know, the typical girl shit. And sure did. Got myself married. Just kidding. In fact, I loved being married. Sometimes two people just don't work out, and it's wanting the good for each other that splitting is the best option. And that's just being mature adults. We're still excellent friends and we both have each other's back no matter what. But how did being married and born even work out? Or did it? Dating and being married in porn is as easy as playing beer pong, but with fireball. Let's just break down the typical scenarios. Couple number one, she is a porn star. He met her before she got in the business. Now, after being married, wants her to quit. Couple number two, both are porn stars and both live by certain rules in their house. Might not be the same for other couples, but it works for them. And couple number three, he's a porn star, meets a random, quote unquote, normal chick. She says, I'm totally cool with it. Yeah, right. Starts to get jealous, decides, well, if he's gonna do it, so am I. Ends up liking it, breaks up with him, and fighting on social media ensues. Couple number four, both are porn stars, but live their lives out at home, completely separate from work. To each their own. Whatever works for every single couple is what works for them. And once again, it is no one's business what best works for whom in their own private household. So if I am upset on a Monday, but I needed to make sure that he went to work with a clear head because a male porn star has a lot of work to do. It's not easy for them. My hat goes off to every single successful and active male performer that without you guys, us females wouldn't be here. It has a lot of dynamics to work through. So I had to be mindful that I wanted to make sure he left the house in a positive mood because he has to work. And all of those little things that most normal couples don't go through is some of the things that we have to be mindful in our relationships within the porn industry. Shooting porn is so much different than Hollywood movies in that we aren't on a set for weeks or months at a time. We fuck and we go home. The community is so small and the consistent, actively shooting performers know each other's families, know each other's girlfriends, and respect each other's relationships. And for performers, the things that are normal for someone to declare that their partner is cheating is different for everyone. Keep in mind that what's normal for you, perhaps someone who's not in porn, to declare that your partner is cheating is exactly what we're doing daily on set. It's safe to assume that the discussion of sex and being perhaps monogamous is in fact what your average person constitutes as being in a relationship or in a situationship, a fuck buddy, whatever. And that's exactly what we do for work. So how can two people in porn be married and not only have rules, but consider themselves not cheaters? Like I mentioned earlier in the different scenarios, a person's experience comes directly from their own personal belief system. What are some examples of rules that partners might have for each other when one or both are in the industry? Since we aren't spending quality time with the people on set like they do on Hollywood, it's, you know, basically wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. Most of us want to provide and make a good scene or movie, then just get into the horrible LA traffic and get home. So something like perhaps getting a co-star's phone number for purposes other than work, taking a shower with them after the movie, or perhaps sending naughty DMs. I mean, a whole shitload of things could be done and could be said. A combo of all of them or none of them at all. Some couples might think that none of that is affecting their relationship. It's all part of the conversations that healthy couples tend to have pretty early on in the relationship. Once each person knows the boundaries within their porn relationship, then the relationship can evolve into something pretty great. And for the most part, all of us in the industry, once we know that the people are dating, etc., we're very respectful. Of course, much like in the real world, you're gonna have those hoes and those dicks that think that the rules don't apply to them and will absolutely try. If they do, I'm the first one to say, you let them know what the fuck's up. And if someone is doing something sneaky behind your back, you have to decide from your own personal belief system, are they cheating? And if so, is that something you want to work on or get out of? We also have that very sexy group of men and women who choose to stay single, who know from the very beginning that they just want to be focused, not have to deal with rules, not have to deal with others' feelings because of their job. There is a little bit of everything and a little bit of every situation within the industry. Sound familiar? Very much like the real world. Doesn't it sound like that, ladies and gentlemen? So how different are we, really, as porn stars? Why would a man who tried to pick me up before porn think that he has to do it any differently because I'm in porn? It is absolutely safe to say that dating, no matter if you are in porn or not, can be more like the show The Price is Right versus The Love Boat, where all you're trying to do at the end of the day is guess the right price and fucking hope you're coming home with the jackpot.
We got something coming that I know you want.
And that's it for this week's episode of Ready Sex Chat. Thank you, Coco Lux, for sponsoring, and thank you for listening. Subscribe, rate, and leave a review, all on iTunes. And make sure to stay tuned for next week's episode. I promise you, you won't want to miss it. See you next week.
I'll never stop. I'll never stop.